Tropical rainforests are deforested at an alarming rate to make way for cultivating crops and rearing livestock. But what happens when these forest areas are abandoned and left to recover in their natural way? Research published in the journal Science gives a message of hope, explaining how forests are able to recover to their original state on a much faster timescale than first thought. Katie King spoke to lead author Lorenz Puerta to find out more.
These forests are disappearing because people slash and burn the forest and they use it for other types of land use. Now, when these people abandon these areas, then the forest can regrow in a natural way. And that's called secondary succession. And you get, after some time, the same old growth forest back. And so what we studied from 90 people from 18 different countries, we were looking at these abandoned areas and we described how quickly the forest returned. And the recovery of these forests, it goes surprisingly fast.
What is an old growth forest?
Some people call this a primary forest, and most forests are disturbed by small-scale disturbances. For example, a tree that falls creates an open spot, and then young plants start to regrow again.
How do you track the recovery of the secondary forests over time?
So we were looking for plots that were abandoned a year ago by farmers, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 40 years ago, 80 years ago. And that creates a difference snapshots in time, and you can stick those snapshots together and you get a kind of picture how things recover towards old growth forest. So we found that after 20 years, you get nearly 80% back of what you normally find in an old growth forest.
How do you date how old a secondary forest is?
Well, we have different things. For example, we go to the old forest owners. We ask them, so how old is this forest patch? And they say, yeah, you know, when Brazil won the world championship, the year thereafter, that's when I abandoned this field. So it's based on the local memory of the people. You can look at tree rings. So you can count the annual rings that they make in terms of growth. And the last thing is with remote sensing. You have images from satellites, and then you can see when the forest had disappeared and when it starts to regrow.
How long did it take for these forests to recover?
The speed of the recovery, it varies with the attributes that you're looking at. Like, for example, soil fertility. That recovers within 10 years. And I was surprised. And after 37 years, we found that the species rich is already similar compared to a similar patch in an old growth forest. But what goes slowly is, in fact, the composition of the forest. So to what extent do you find a real typical old growth specialist back in your forest? And that may take more than 120 years.
Are there any limitations or anything that determine whether a forest will grow back to the original values or not?
Yeah, that's a good point. We studied forests regrowing in relatively high forest cover landscape. So there was always forest nearby. Studies have shown that if you want forest growing in a natural way, then you should be within a distance of 200 meters from another forest. And the other is have some remnant trees in the area. And you see that below these trees, it's a kind of a hotspot of regeneration. It's a kind of a mini jungle that's being created. And the other condition that you need is that the soil should not have been used too intensively. If they use a pasture for 30 years, the soil nutrients might have become too depleted. And maybe there are no seeds anymore in the seed bank. And then it's really difficult to get a forest back.
So these findings seem to offer some fairly simple rules, if you will, that could be followed by forest owners to help them recover their forests faster, which is great.
Yeah, so I think this is good news. It gives me hope, but this is not a license to kill. Please preserve the old growth forest because it's unique. Let's have those global initiatives and those local initiatives in which we create more forested, resilient and diverse landscapes.
Hi, ich bin Miriam von Acast und wir lieben Podcasts, vor allem solche, die uns inspirieren. Von denen habe ich zum neuen Jahr mal ein paar rausgesucht. Podcasts, die dich bei deinen guten Vorsätzen begleiten oder einfach neue Impulse setzen können. Hier meine Empfehlung für dich.
Ein herzliches Hallo an dich. Ich bin Claudia von Leben lieben lassen, dem Podcast rund um Persönlichkeit, Beziehung und Selbstliebe. Bei Leben lieben lassen gibt's Audio-Coaching mit Herz und Verstand. Inspiration, Motivation und praktische Selbsthilfetools für dich, dein Leben und deine Beziehungen. Würdest du dich selbst gern besser verstehen, dich annehmen und akzeptieren, wie du bist? Möchtest du endlich glücklicher in deiner Beziehung sein? Dann hör rein beim Leben lieben lassen Podcast. Ich freue mich auf dich, aber Vorsicht, das könnte dein Leben verändern.